The fraud investigation of California's Employment Development Department will be the biggest fraud investigation the country has ever seen. Joining us now on the KSRO Liveline is CalMatters reporter Lauren Hepler. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, how large is this suspected fraud?
It continues to spiral. So what we know so far is that upwards of $11 billion have been lost to fraud during the pandemic. That's out of a total $122 billion that have been paid out in unemployment since last March. And that includes both state and federal funds. But what we also know from state officials is that they expect that total to potentially grow to up to $31 billion because there's still a large amount of money under investigation.
So how do we get into this problem? How is unemployment paid in California?
So it's a good question. In normal times, California pays out unemployment with money from a fund that is made up of taxes that businesses pay. They pay a maximum of about $400 per worker per year to provide that safety net in case people lose their job. In emergency situations like we saw in the Great Recession and also with the pandemic, the federal government steps in and they provide some programs you may have heard about, like the PUA, which was a program for self-employed workers this time around. So it's kind of a puzzle in that way.
And so was there just confusion as to like how much was available or who could get it?
There was a little bit of confusion in that way, but the bigger problem was the state trying to balance getting money out fast during a crisis and screening applications for potential fraud, because there were a lot of things going on at once. You had people forging applications, both hackers sort of operating online to do that, and then people doing old school mail fraud. But in the process, that left a lot of legitimate claimants struggling to get the benefits they were owed in the midst of all these fraud crackdowns.
Did this also sort of impact the system itself in terms of people being able to get through on the phone lines to talk and sort of work out their issues?
Yeah, it does appear that that's had a major impact. So both the state and its debit card contractor, Bank of America, which sends out the cards that people can actually use their unemployment benefits with, they've both experienced hours-long backlogs on the phone, even though they've hired hundreds and hundreds of workers during the pandemic. And I've talked to people that have been fighting since October to resolve disputes. Some people haven't been paid in months. So the problem is really trying to get those people money while navigating these thorny issues with fraud.
Yeah, this is a nightmare kind of situation. How does this kind of fraud hurt California in terms of the funds, the tax funds that we have?
Yeah, so that's going to be a big question in the next few years. So at the end of 2019, the state had $3 billion sitting in that unemployment fund I was talking about that's paid for by business taxes. And late last year, the Employment Development Department said they expected that to plummet to negative $20 billion at the end of 2020. And then by next year, at the end of 2021, they're saying we could be looking at a deficit of about $48 billion with a B. So that's a big question, how the state is going to fill that hole.
Can you give us some examples? We've heard about like prisoners taking advantage of the opportunity to get unemployment benefits, which they did not qualify for. What other kinds of examples of fraudulent behavior can you tell us?
Man, there's a whole wide range. So there's been some high profile cases of like former state employees that were using the identities of other people, including Senator Dianne Feinstein in one case to file for large amounts of benefits. We know that online hackers across the country targeted state systems and just flooded them with tons and tons of online applications that cybersecurity experts I've talked to say the state failed to catch because they weren't checking documents like driver's license photos that you have to upload online closely enough. And obviously that's frustrating for real people who've been sending in their driver's license for months. So there's all kinds of questions here about how are the state, and again, it's sort of private contractors that are involved in this, vetting these claims, and what are they doing now to ensure that the process goes smoother while we get through vaccinations and whatever comes next in this pandemic?
So who is conducting the investigation right now, and what kinds of solutions do they propose?
It is a massive investigation. It involves federal officials, FBI, other groups like that, as well as state prosecutors and local law enforcement. At the moment, a lot of these investigations are happening at a very local level. You saw a case in Sacramento a couple weeks ago where officials found EDD debit cards along with weapons and drugs. So there's concerns about sort of unemployment money funding other criminal activity as well. So to get at some of those issues, there's a bunch of proposed legal reforms in the works right now. One that would affect a lot of people is an idea to change unemployment payments from that debit card to direct deposit, just go directly to people's bank accounts. Obviously, that only works if they do have a bank account.
Right, right.
There are also three bills to strengthen benefit checks on inmates, like you mentioned, since that's been a big concern. As well as lots of things like new oversight boards and more notice for people who may be about to experience disqualifications or delays in payments.
And what about those, you talked about people who have been waiting months to get payments. Where do they have recourse to get help?
Well, this has just been a huge issue. So I talked to people who literally in the process of disputing these claims over months and months with EDD and Bank of America have ended up living in their cars in really extreme situations. And they tell me that they're still just calling hours and hours on hold. And even if they're able to get through, what I'm hearing now is that folks are just, the term I hear over and over is, I'm being ping-ponged between different customer service lines, different agencies, trying to get that money back. So what I'm hearing, folks are definitely encouraged to keep calling Bank of America or EDD. You can also email fax. But what I'm hearing more and more is people reaching out to their state assembly members or senators, which you can find online pretty easily. There's a few sites for that, as well as social media channels like Reddit, Twitter, Facebook. And then lots of people are talking to the press, too. So it's really kind of anything you can find, like talk to anyone who will listen type of approach for a lot of folks right now.
It is a massive problem. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That is Lauren Hepler from CalMatters, and you can find a really great article on this online at calmatters.org.